Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Align with Anna podcast, hosted by me, Anna Ortiz Aragon. I am a soulful entrepreneur. I am a single mama of two beautiful baby boys, and I'm unapologetic in my greatness. I'm unapologetic in my alignment, and I'm here to help you do the same. As a former professional organizer, classroom teacher, business consultant, human design strategist, I'm here to help you get your life together for real. I do it for the mamas, I do it for the soulful entrepreneurs, and I do it for the future generations. It's about a holistic approach to healing, to expansion, and to integration. Yes, you guys. So I love you. Welcome to this podcast. I can't wait to share this magic with you. I'll see you soon. Thanks. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is season 3, episode 4, Resume Transformation Talk, featuring Anaya Baki. Meet Anaya, career transformation enthusiast and owner of Chrysalis Lab Career Consulting. She is a certified professional resume writer, educator, and career strategist who enjoys helping people. Her mission is to provide career development support to help early career professionals, transitioning professionals, or career changers, and non-traditional career professionals such as artists and entrepreneurs to get more comfortable with their career. So you can learn more about Anaya and her services at chrysalislab.com. Hi, Anaya. How are you?
Hey, how are you, Anna?
Oh, girl, I'm so good. It's such an honor to have you here today. Thank you for joining us.
I'm very happy to be here. I'm also honored as well.
Yes. Oh, girl. Okay, so the first time that I met Anaya was at a goddess party that she was throwing in Oakland, California. And it was the most beautiful party in the world, this really sweet home in Oakland. And she had all these beautiful herbs. We were doing our own foot baths and yoni steam. She had fresh made juices that were like marinating in crystals created by one of her soul sisters. And it was just like a beautiful time to be together, to have this sacred sisterhood. And I was like, yes, this is the kind of goddess and woman I want to be around. And it was just such an honor, girl. Like that was moving. And I know that you do those like often for your girls. So I just want to say, like, as a receiver, it was so lovely, girl. So thoughtful.
Thank you. I definitely need to make more happen soon. You know, it's needed.
Oh, it's so needed. That sisterhood. And so many people like brought their kids. Like I had my baby at the time. Somebody else had her baby. And it was like, thank you for letting us bring our babies, you know?
Any space I'm in is always a space for my sisters to bring their children. Oh. We are a village and we are a community. We're going to support all the babies coming up together.
All the babies. Yes, the village. Give us a little bit of background. How did you get started in helping folks with business and the resume writing?
Yeah, so I've always professionally, I've been in an academic environment for so long. Also, I consider myself a professional student. And so I'm always going through the phase of like remarketing myself, rebranding myself, selling my skills to an employer. And I just kind of fell in love with resume writing through that experience, from being a professional student and also being an academic advisor. And then it's something that I just carried with me outside of being a student and outside of my profession. And so then my family and friends are like always coming to me for resumes. And I was like, well, you know what? Why don't I make this a business? Why don't I get my certification and try to make some, like, create a side hustle?
Yes.
Yeah, so I was like super inspired by a lot of entrepreneurs, yourself included, and seeing the success of all these different businesses and people pursuing their passions. And I just felt like it was my time to step into that as well. And so that is the origin of how this sort of came to be.
Oh, that's beautiful, girl. I love that. Professional student. A lot of people are professional students, forever learners. So that's really beautiful. And then something else that I really love that you just said is selling my skills to my employer.
Yes.
Okay, tell us more, girl. I love it. Selling my skills. Yes.
Yeah, so I think we kind of think about a resume as a piece of paper, and I think that's sort of how people look at it. It can be very intimidating. But if you really sort of pull it apart and inspect what it really is, it's really just our own individual brand, and it's how we market ourselves to employers in order to get jobs. And so I think, like, sort of using that lens to look at resumes, it becomes a little bit more fun and a little bit more personalized. And that's sort of the perspective that I have when I'm working with my clients or even myself. What is the best way that I can communicate everything about me and everything I have to offer professionally and even personally? Because I, you know, we want to include that as well.
Yes.
So it's like a piece of paper. It's your brand and how you're marketing yourself.
I love that. It's your brand. That is so brilliant. Our last episode was just about creating a personal brand, essentially. So this is brilliant. Yeah, that your resume, it's like your business card, but it is your brand. And we do want to put the personal things on there because, yes, it's a job, but there's people there, right? And so we want to really get along with the people as well.
Yep, absolutely.
What kind of populations do you work with?
So my ideal client is someone like myself, someone that I would find in community. So my ideal client is young adults, as an early transitioning adult, sort of just now getting into the professional industry, but then also like me coming out of school, like I said, as a professional learner, the switch from academia into the industry is challenging. So that's definitely a population that I serve as well. And I also find in my community a lot of artists and entrepreneurs. I am an artist myself, and I think sometimes we feel challenged or maybe intimidated and discouraged from sort of presenting ourselves as artists professionally, when we don't have to compartmentalize who we are as artists and entrepreneurs and business people. We can present that all as one package. So that's another population of interest. And then finally, career changers. So these are folks who just decided, you know what, I don't like this career path. I'm not happy. I'm not fulfilled. This is not what I'm passionate about, and I want to be over here. I want to switch. I want to get into another field. And those professionals range in ages from young adults to older folks as well. And that's another population that I'm definitely passionate about serving.
Oh my gosh, that's beautiful, girl. That was beautiful. Okay, as you're talking, I'm imagining that there is a lot of like space holding, especially for those that are transitioning. Like, what kind of emotions come through when you're working through your clients and you're helping them build their own brand?
Yeah, so I'm all about operating from a space of compassion and empathy, because I feel like that's what I need the tips in order to feel supported. So my work is not just transforming a resume or cover letter, but also sort of providing, like you said, holding space and advising and counseling, reaffirming other people's values and skills, letting them know that they are valuable, letting them know that they are talented, and sort of helping them parse out elements of themselves that they maybe undervalue or underprioritize, and highlighting all of that to showcase, like, you are really dope, and we're going to present this, and I'm going to help you structure this and format this so that we can present the best portrait of who you are.
Ooh, girl, that is very special. That is very special work. I can imagine, especially the artists, right? The artists, like, yes. Imagine trying to package up, like, okay, I'm a dancer, I'm a painter, I'm like a spoken word woman, like, you know, to kind of put that all on one page could be intimidating. I can see that for sure.
Yeah. And I think a lot of artists feel like they have to be an artist over here, I have to be an artist on the weekends or an artist after work, and then they have to be their professional selves. And they sort of create their resumes very disconnected.
Yeah.
So it's a process for that as well, to sort of unify those different selves.
Yeah, all parts of you. Oh, beautiful. And I really love that you talked about like reaffirming their skills and some of the things that they might, not really speak o often about, like things that you have to pull out, that is like an easily translatable skill from in the classroom, for example. Like imagine a teacher who's going into business and she's like, "Oh, I have no idea about the business world," but it's like, "Yes, you do. You've been managing people this entire time."
Exactly. And transferable skills are super important, particularly for those career changers.
Let's go into some resume do's and don'ts. What would you recommend for us?
My first recommendation, I would say, is to regularly update your resume. I think so often, again, it's like a piece of paper to many people, and we kind of forget about it, especially once we get comfortable in our new positions. And then we kind of look back a year later, 2 years later, and it's like, oh, I've done all these things. I have all these new accomplishments and skills, but I kind of lost track of them. So one of my biggest recommendations is to always create sort of a tracking list of all new tasks, all new skills, new projects, accomplishments in any position, and just keep track of all of those so that you can add those to your resume. Or when you want to work with a resume writer, resume professional, they can work with you to get those incorporated in your resume.
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes we leave it alone. We haven't touched it in years. And you're like, oh, this is really old. Like, this doesn't even feel like me anymore. Ooh.
Exactly. Another really good one is that you don't want to have one resume does not fit all. And so it's important to tailor your resume. You might not have to rewrite a whole resume. That's not what the recommendation is. But look at your skills, look at your professional summary, and try to map that to the job that you're applying for. If you're applying to the same sort of jobs, the same industry, for the most part, you're okay. You might need to do a few tweaks here and there. But if you're applying in different sectors and industries, you're going to be wasting time applying all over the place and not ever really updating your resume. You want to take skills from the job description and match them with your resume. That's what employers are looking for. They're looking for fit. So use a language from that job description and incorporate that in your resume, particularly when they're applying to different sectors and industries.
That's good, girl. Yes, using the job description. Yeah, those key buzzwords. Like, okay, I'm gonna put that right here. And the professional summary. I imagine that is like one of the main things people look at. It's probably just
That
like,
is the main, yes, that's
oh.
probably the most important component outside of your professional headline, which is like your title. And I think those two, it's a summation of who you are and what you're looking for. And it's sort of like an art, taking all of your professional experience and sort of condensing it into that. But I find that that's the most difficult part of the resume writing. But it's the most important, it's the most valuable, and it's right at the top. It's the first thing that employers see.
Hello, I'm interrupting this episode to share with you my favorite nonprofit, Ujima. Ujima is essentially about empowering communities through food access, education, and employment while addressing the issue of food scarcity. Okay, so my homie, we've been working together for a couple of years, Nicholas Speed and his wife Nakia founded Ujima. The website is ujimastl.com. Ujima essentially is one of the pillars of Kwanzaa. It means community and service in your community, right? So Ujima is all about rebuilding the neighborhood, rebuilding our relationship to food, and empowering us to work in this type of industry. Like food will always be around you guys. Food is so important to us. It's so healing. It connects us to our ancestors. It's what makes our children smile. It's what brings us together, right? So I will always support Ujima. Always, always, always. Like I'm about the food justice. A show. There are food apartheids in many cities, in many hoods. There's a reason why you drive around in North City, St. Louis, and you see abandoned houses and liquor stores and fast food. Like, there's a reason for that because they don't want us to be healthy. because guess what happens when you're healthy? You're more aligned. You make better decisions. You think smarter, and you create big things, you guys. You're happy and you're well-loved. And guess what happens when you're well-loved and nourished? The community thrives, right? So this is a whole circle, you guys. Youth empowerment. Literally, Nick is recruiting the middle schoolers and the high schoolers to have them, like, you know, till this land, pull these weeds, let's harvest these potatoes, let's do the damn thing, right? And paying them healthy wages, $20 an hour, right? Like, that is what is in the budget. That's what the board decided. Like, that's what they're doing to change the game, especially in North City. So if you guys are called to get involved, they often have volunteer days on the weekends to donate. They have like a monthly option as well as, you know, one-time options. They also like sell their food. So if you're in need of food, they are about like distributing the resources. You know what I mean? So I'm so excited and I can't wait to partner with them to share more about Ujima. Like literally the Pachamama shift will always be connected to Ujima. Always, always, always. And same with Align with Anna. Like Nick and I and our families, like we're on the same page, dude. Our kids are basically the same age. We're about that life. Yes. So if you're interested in getting involved, ujimastl.com. Put yourself on the newsletter, donate, and tune back in to this episode. Love you. Bye. Okay, so we talked a little bit about the creatives. We talked about people transitioning from different careers. Tell me about the entrepreneurs. How can the business folks utilize the resume skills to their advantage?
Yeah, so I think I'm actually working with an artist now. And one thing that I feel like as artists and entrepreneurs, we're always kind of working on side projects. Mm-hmm. We have projects going on. We've got new business ideas. We're organizing in community. All of that is valuable. And all of those skills involved with the planning is transferable. So it might not be a degree. It might not be a certification. It might not be an award that you received. It might not be an official job that you're getting paid for, but it is work. And there's a lot of skills there that I think can be extracted and included on your resume. You could also add for like artists and entrepreneurs, particularly entrepreneurs, different projects that they have going on, community events, things that they organize. All of that can also be included in an additional section on the resume as well. So there's always ways to incorporate what we have going on, communicate those transferable skills.
How did you get interested in writing?
I think I would go back to just being a professional student. It's and in language arts and social sciences. Mm. Writing is kind of everything. Reading and writing, writing, reading, writing. That's all yes. We do. That naturally is just like a skill that I've always had and naturally something that I've always enjoyed. And resume writing is a little bit more strategic, but it is still writing and it's creative writing as well. So again, I'm just kind of taking the experiences that I've had my entire life as a professional student and transforming them a little bit, making it work for me.
Yes. Oh, girl. Yeah. So much time in school is writing essays, writing reflections, writing summaries. To help you process like individually and then to demonstrate that you have like actually acquired this knowledge.
Yep. Mm. So might as well make some good use out of it.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. And it is creative. You know, like some of my favorite things to write were the creative stories, the creative essays. And it's like, you know what? Let me get creative about my past, where mm-hmm. I've been, and mm-hmm. highlight like the main attractions, you know?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's beautiful, girl. I love it. And then another question I have, girl, is the name Chrysalis Lab. I love that name. Tell us a little bit about that story.
Yeah, so I spent a lot of time kind of brainstorming my business name. And what I knew for sure was that I wanted my business to be a space of transformation. And I wanted the name to encapsulate that. I wanted the name to feel, reflect my value in holistic health and wellness as well. So I was doing a little bit of research and I'm like, transformation, what transforms? And I was like, oh my God, a butterfly transforms. So a chrysalis in nature is the middle stage of a butterfly's metamorphosis. So this chrysalis is the stage of life between a caterpillar and butterfly. And I sort of kind of view my work through that framework and believe that I'm holding space for career professionals to transform and sort of helping them or assisting them in that process. And in that way, I feel like I am taking a holistic approach to career consulting and resume writing. And yeah, so that is the vision behind the name of my business.
Girl, I love that. A space of transformation. Yes. Yes. And a holistic approach to business. Like, if we've learned anything in, 2020, this corona era, it's like holistic health, mind, body, and spirit. We can no longer separate ourselves like this.
Absolutely.
How do you feel like resume writing and like getting really clear about your brand is a super strategic move?
The strategy comes in the introspection that's involved in the process. And it's sort of like journaling and reflection a bit. And the strategy involves one, assessing who you are, what are your likes, dislikes, and what are your passions. So what you will not take in as a professional, and what you will take, what are non-negotiables. So doing that level of introspection and just self-work on like what your needs are as a professional. And once you have that, the next, now that we sort of know who we are, what our needs are, what our expectations are, we want to sort of map that with the profession. So do some work on looking over job descriptions. Look at different organizations, different universities, if that's where you want to be, and get a look. Get a sense of what their needs are. And then the last part of the process is sort of mapping who you are, what your needs and expectations are with industry. And that's where we come up with where we start to pull out transferable skills, strengths, added value. And I think those three steps are part of the strategy and sort of self-branding and resume writing.
Yeah, I think so many people might have this, this perspective that I just got to write the resume to get the job, right? But it's like,
Exactly.
wait a minute, slow down. You don't just want to accept anything. Like, you need to make sure it works for you too.
Yep.
Hello, hello. Now I'm going to share a little bit about the Pachamama Shift. So this is a collective conscious community that I am creating with my soul family. Okay, you guys? So the Pachamama Shift is here to change the way we do things by modeling an easier way to live and a more aligned life. Yes, through the way we do business, raise our children, and enjoy this sensational planet, you guys. We offer education, an earth-friendly marketplace, a directory of healers, teachers, and soulful entrepreneurs. Our dream is to work with local nonprofits and governments to create sustainable agriculture, pass green legislation, and create holistic city planning that feeds us all. Okay, thepachamamashift.com. All right. So this is for the children. This is for the future generations. Our home base right now is going to be in St. Louis, Missouri, but we look forward to expanding our reach and our properties to Northern California, Central Mexico, and Peru. And our goal is to redistribute the wealth, Pachamama, Mother Earth, full of abundance. Redistribute the wealth and the resources, okay? The food, the education, the tools, the skill sets to create a more powerful, cohesive global community. Period, okay? Seriously, we vow to honor the land, our ancestors, and pave the way for the future generations. Very family friendly, very focused on outdoor education, youth empowerment, and a more aligned way of life. Yes. If you're interested in getting in touch with us or connecting with us, please go to thepachamamashift.com and connect. Get on our newsletter, follow us on Instagram, and be in touch for more magic. I love you. I love this. There's so many gems in here. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, so Anaya, as we begin to close up our episode here, what would you say are final thoughts, key takeaway points that you would like to share with us?
Key takeaway points, not even about strategy, but really just about, let's see, how you think about yourself and how you speak about yourself, how you perceive and view yourself. I think it's really important for professionals, particularly Black and Brown career professionals, and particularly women,
yep,
to not be humble. Resume writing, personal branding, marketing yourself is not about being humble.
Mm.
That's why we're paid less on average.
Yes.
That's why we're offered lower salaries. We often don't negotiate our salaries. We often apply for jobs that we're overqualified for because we doubt ourselves throughout the process. And this is all statistical data.
Yes.
Don't be humble. Brag about yourself. Act like you know that you're dope and that you deserve whatever position you want. If you don't get it, it's okay. It wasn't meant to be. But hold yourself, we need to hold ourselves to higher standards. So I think that that will probably be the biggest takeaway or the biggest gem that I would want to share to career professionals.
Yes. Oh, girl, that's so beautiful. I love that. I love that. Oh, okay. So if you guys are interested in working with Anaya, reach out to her. Her website is chrysalislab.com, and she's also on Instagram at chrysalislab. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Align with Anna. This is the third season. I can't believe it. I have learned and grown so much. And I'm so excited to document this journey with you and inspire you as a fellow soulful entrepreneur. Yes! So please be sure to check the show notes with any references and resources related to our guests or what we talked about that day. And then also, if you are interested in working with me, I offer one-on-one sessions, coaching packages, plant medicine ceremonies, and now CEO and corporate events and retreats. Like, I'm just so blessed. A lot of the services I've been offering lately are just, you know, being a guest in someone else's space, a wellness event, an entrepreneurial event, a networking event, and just sharing the wisdom. We really want overlap, you guys, between all these different environments. We want overlap and harmony. That's what we're doing, y'all. So please reach out to me if you would like a one-on-one. Also, if you are interested in the collective that I am creating, please visit thepachamamashift.com. Donate today, collaborate with us. All the onboarding is already there if you want to be a community member or a partner with us. We're ready, dude. Align with Anna is the one-on-one. The Pachamama Shift is the community. So stay in touch with us, get on our newsletters, and I'll be sharing a lot more right here on the podcast. I love you all. And also, if you have a moment, please go ahead and rate this podcast. Rate it and send it to someone who would love it. Literally, word of mouth is the best. I don't give a fuck what day it is, what time it is. Word of mouth, yo. If you get a soulful, soul telling testimonial, like, it's game over, you know? So I love you guys. Thank you so much. And I'll see you on the next episode.